The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. acetj.com/Paul Davis. I'll love it. I'll love it. Right at the end of the regular old show today, Riggins was talking about the story of this 23-year-old college student who was trying to make some money and joined one of these services where you are a nude maid. You go around cleaning people's houses and you're naked. And they're there in the house with you, watching you clean everything, you know, bending over, getting every little, you know, crevice cleaned and, you know, showing your world to him. Now, are they totally nude in these things, Riggins? No. Or are they just topless? And are they completely topless, though, and in a G-string or something?
Correct.
Okay. So she shows up, and the guy is her professor. He says, I'm embarrassed. Never mind. I'll pay you. You don't have to clean the house today. Didn't even tell her, just let me have a peek before you go. None of that. And she said, now everything's awkward between them. He's being awkward. She's not, is the way the story, you know, that I read described it as. She's all upset because he's the one being freaked out by it.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, if he weren't freaked out by it, then she'd be writing about him being a perv.
Maybe.
You know, he still wanted me to do the job. And now every time I'm around him, he's staring right at my boobs. He's winking at me. He's doing whatever.
And so what? I mean, yes. That's what you.
I mean, you're a nude maid. And how good are the maid services? That's what I want to know.
She's leaving streaks on the windows. Crumbs in the corner. I guarantee
she might do a good job. You don't
maybe,
know that.
But I can be pretty sure that she's probably horrible.
Now, he orders the nude maid. And the fact that he didn't know that it was going to be his college student tells me that you don't get to pick the women that come clean your house. So they could send you some uggo over there.
Yeah.
And then what do? You just say, hey, I'm sorry, you're not my type that I'm looking for to.
I mean, you take the same risk going to the strip club when you pay the door fee. You don't know how many girls are going to be in there. You don't know if they're going to be
But at least you got more than one choice. I mean, one's got to be better than the next, maybe. But if it's just one person showing up to clean your house, then, you know, she ends up looking like a troll or something.
Do you get
then you're stuck?
I mean, does the face matter at that point?
Oh, yeah.
She's cleaning.
Yeah. But do you get to say thing like what you want, or do you get to pick like out of an online catalog of sorts, or what?
The ones I've seen is you get what they've got that day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not such a booming business that you can, not yet, at least in the places I've seen.
Yeah. So you've researched this.
Well, sure. We've talked about it on the show before, having the nude maids come over. And I would totally not be opposed. I think it'd be pretty cool.
It just seems weird to me if you're sitting around your house just staring at the woman cleaning. It just doesn't seem
weird. I would think it would be dangerous for the woman as well, you know. More so than at a strip club where you have security there and all this stuff. You're just walking into some strange guy's, some perv, his apartment.
Whoa. He's a pervert?
Well,
yeah.
Only by regular standards. You don't think so, Riggins?
Not at all. No.
Would you think so, Alexis? Would that be a pervert, or does it depend on what the guy looks like?
Depends on what the guy looks like.
Of course.
Like.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're good looking and you have money to just throw away, why not? Sure. Come on, clean my house.
So if you found out that a guy you dated or started the date, and he doesn't anymore since he started dating you, but before that when he was single, he regularly had topless girl come over and clean his house, and he just sat on the couch and watched her walk around topless and clean. That wouldn't bother you?
I mean, we're all pervs in our own way. Whatever. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into.
There's your t-shirt.
Yeah, we're all pervs in
our own way. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least he's not doing anything with her.
Yeah. But how many of them order those maids and think that they will be doing stuff with them?
Well, I think there is something to be said about that. Like, there's something about the cleaning aspect of it that is more salacious than just going to a strip club. Like, what is the connection? Why is it cleaning? Why is she not coming over and making ice cream sundaes? You know, uh-huh. Is there something about being taken care of and being mothered, you know, maybe?
I don't know. I think it could be more along the lines of having a servant.
Or a servant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serve me. I'm the master of my domain. Right.
Especially considering that you're doing it now in, you know, virtually nothing. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to look at you, do things in my space, naked.
Yeah.
And I'm going to follow you in while you're cleaning the shower, while you're scrubbing the toilet.
Okay, well, if he's like following, that's why would he?
Well,
much.
That's what he's paying to see her.
He wants to go to every, I mean,
like looking over her shoulder type?
Yes, because if you're paying to have somebody come clean your house naked, you don't want them in the other room while you're sitting there watching TV. You're trying to get the whole show.
Yeah. If she's cleaning the bathroom, he's not going to go watch her clean the bathroom. He's going to sit in the living room where he can't see her.
Well, he
he's
needs wasting, to be casual about it.
Well, he's wasting 20 minutes of money that he spent.
Casual about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Just like, oh, let me walk by real quick. Oh, what are you doing? Okay. Not like over her shoulder watching every little thing that she does.
But that's why that's why he paid for her to be over there.
Nah, so be cool, dude.
Yeah. Cool. There's no being cool. If you're ordering a naked maid to your house and you're some guy sitting in there alone, then the cool aspect of it is gone.
Agreed.
He's you're like, not cool doing that. You may not be a perv, but you're not cool.
He's like, put them on the glass, then spray that glass down and clean it.
Yeah. Yeah. Missed a spot.
Yeah, like, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I just assumed that she would kind of confine the cleaning to the room that you're in.
Like she's
yeah,
really like not just coming area. To be regular maid.
Oh, I know. See, I thought, see, of, like, I thought no, it was. I would teach everything. She goes in to dust the bedroom, and he goes in there and plops down on the bed, just kicks back, and maybe he turns the TV on, but he also watches her. She walks around and dusts and vacuums and stuff.
Yeah, that's not how I was thinking. I was thinking you're just like in a general area. She's just being cute, dusting, like not really cleaning. Right. It's more of a show.
Yeah just kind of exactly. Oh, look, let me dust here. Yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, that's not nearly
let me
worth
grab
it.
The dish rag.
That wouldn't be worth it. No. It
needs to be a deep clean.
Yeah, I thought yeah
she needs to be down there.
You Rob's know, like, I got hair on my porch. Don't clean that hair.
Baseboard, crown molding. I want you reaching and twisting. I want to watch you wipe it off.
I got 67 board games in there that have been collecting dust. You get your feather duster and get to dusting with your big
you
old.
Yeah. Nope. Well, I didn't pay you to sit behind that table. You stand up and bend over.
Mm-hmm.
You take your hoots in the other room and get to dusting.
Let me swift that ass.
Yeah, I imagine she cleaned the entire place and he followed her around watching, which is what is so weird.
No, it's just like a little fantasy, I feel like.
So
you just
it's not
play
really
out.
A maid.
You don't want her dealing with bleach with her top off.
Exactly.
Why not?
I don't know. You can get some skin irritation, all kinds of things.
Yeah, her knees are going to get all roughed up trying to scrub the baseboards and stuff. Yeah. No.
Get out that Comet powder and yeah. It burns.
And I want her wearing the do-rag thing. Yeah. I want her looking like, you know, Rosie Rivets or whatever.
Yeah. Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah. I want all that.
Do they show up? I mean, are they? I guess they're dressed when they show up, obviously. Yeah. And then they just strip down in front of you and start cleaning. And the guy just sits there like, start by dusting the TV.
Yeah, they bring all the cleaning supplies with them.
Oh.
And then, so, you know, they probably put on a little show to take the top off. And
that just
doesn't get
so
fully
weird.
Naked. It's not like.
That's weird.
It's an experience. That's
Is
all.
It? I just think it's
not
weird.
An actual service.
Hey, will you? Will you polish this?
Yeah. Gross.
What about that? Well, a lot of the websites that I've looked at all make mention. There's like a very detailed section about what you are not allowed to do when one of their maids is at your
right. Expose place. Yourself, touch yourself,
correct.
All of that stuff. Take pictures.
Take pictures.
Tell you what, I'm going to leave an extra 50 on the table right here, if it's okay.
It's just weird.
Are you allowed to push things onto the floor and have them bend over? Oops.
Oh, no.
Did you reach that for me?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it's just really strange.
Yeah, I'd be scared as a girl. I don't know how they go by themselves and do that. I mean, you never know. I mean, yeah.
What does it cost?
A couple hundred.
For how long?
One, I think it was $300 for an hour.
Oh, that's some good money. And a tip?
Probably.
Man, then so I better
splits it.
I better not see a cobweb in a corner or anything. I mean, I want the whole place spotless.
$300 for an hour.
You'd
damn.
Spend $300 at a strip, club.
You're right. You're right.
And she's an cleaning hour? Your house.
Yeah. I would.
Lightly cleaning. You have all the attention to yourself.
Nah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Would you hire a male cleaning service like that?
Yeah, why not?
You would?
If I had the money like that, yeah. Why not? Have a hot guy just cleaning. I just watch him.
Because men
casually
bending over naked is not is
no,
not
I don't
good.
Want him to be like fully naked. Just, you know, maybe some sexy boxers or yeah, some sort. Like, yeah. No, I'm not trying to see all that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Reach way over there for it. Hey.
Notice where I put this feather duster while I dust the table.
So you mean you're not on the internet looking up nude male yoga?
No, it's not my thing.
I think that would be very, very appealing. Naked man yoga.
Mm-mm. Gross.
That should be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Things just flopping everywhere. No, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Like, let me see it all. Every bit of it.
Ew.
Thank you, David, who just DM'd us and said, listening to you guys as I work out at the fire department, talking about a nude maid service, then y'all get on the, I've got hair on my porch. I literally expelled liquid from my mouth as I involuntarily laughed and dropped the weights. LOL. You're welcome, David. Thank you for working at the fire department.
Yeah, she never hands full with Rob. All yeah. those Amazon boxes. And she's like, where do you want me to start? I got my tits out of ready to go. Point me in a direction. I've only got an hour.
Yeah. No, sir, I can't go outside to do the porch. I'm not allowed outside topless. Mm.
There's napkins. And if you would, sir, will you please put your pants back on?
His
underwear.
That's my cousin. She's like, oh no, I was told there would be one person here. You don't. It's not a two for one.
Well, and that's right. Why does your cousin? Why does your cousin look like your grandfather? Oh, I'm sorry. That's my niece. My niece is 70.
Oh, God, I can't.
We have a friend in the radio business who he does some instructional things to help young disc jockeys or even old disc jockeys from time to time. And he has written an article that that would apply to us if we paid attention to radio rules. And we have his article, and we will read it to you next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ 5G.
Yay, yay. All right, if you need some emergency cleanup, you know, Paul Lovett. Paul Lovett. Those are the three words you need to remember. Paul Lovett. storm damage, flood, far, mold. What else?
Pretty much anything.
Blood.
Yeah.
Any of that kind of stuff. Then Paul Davis Restoration is for you. They get there in a hurry. They know that it's not something that you're just wanting to deal with as it comes. You want to get it done, taken care of, and move on about your life. So you reach out to them at acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. If you tell them that you heard about it on our show, then it makes us look good, and we need to look good.
Please.
For people.
Yeah.
Okay, so our friend that writes articles and does, you know, help consulting and things like that for disc jockeys has written an article that is, it's something that we deal with every day. But this shows that we don't deal with things, and we never have, by the book of radio. Not to say that it's bad if you do. It's just, it's like more of a, you know, more of a shortcoming on our part that we can't do what textbook radio people say to do.
It's like doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's just not our thing.
Mm-hmm. So, in radio, the people who talk on the radio are called jocks. And that is short for disc jockey. So that's where that term comes from. Jocks. Not DJs, but in the business, in the industry, we call ourselves jocks. So that's, he has written this in that form. So that's what he means when he says jocks. He says, headline of the article is, if you're an older jock, here's a tip to avoid sounding ancient AF. Okay. Alexis, you're already smiling.
I love it.
Okay. Two different jocks on the air. One says, I've been doing morning radio since 1984. The other says, I've been doing morning radio since I was 21. How old is jock one today? Kind of easy to take a guess. How old is jock two today? No idea. Not enough info to figure it out. One thing that challenges us older jocks is we remember shit from a long time ago like it was yesterday, but to younger people, even people 10 years younger than us, bringing up that our first concert was Pat Benatar makes us sound like dinosaurs. If you're an older jock targeting a younger station, stay away from too many references, which tells your audience you're much older than they are, which we do all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
I mean, you would have no idea that Ace and I are quote unquote older jocks. I mean, we do this perfectly. Let's see. Don't try to sound young, though, by using terms young people do or pretending you love Billie Eilish. For example, don't refer to yourself as a zaddy, because people will see right through that and know that you are old AF.
That's the point.
I added that part.
Yeah,
right. I added that.
That's the point.
Mm-hmm. But if you play Nintendo Switch or ride skateboards, then bring that up, because then it really sounds authentic and sort of kind of cool. If we came in here, Riggins... and Alexis, and said, what'd you do yesterday? I went and rode my skateboard. Uh-huh.
Play on the Switch. Y'all be like, what the?
Or if I said, I just played on my Switch all day.
Yeah. I wish you would.
Doesn't happen.
Well, if I came in, you wouldn't have to ask if I had been on a skateboard, because I would be in a cast. I would be in some form of traction.
What did you do? You're a skateboard.
But the big lesson here is avoid giving away your age. Example, I Want It That Way came out in 1999, not when you were 34. Because I want it that way. You know, that came out in 1999. So you have no idea. I'm young as hell.
Yeah.
Tricked you.
Mm-hmm. I got my first apartment when I was 20, not in 1982. I saw the Rolling Stones when I was 23, not in 1989.
Hmm.
So you see, if we tried doing that, first of all, I don't think I could do it. Trying to cover up, because we would forget. If we tried to cover up our age, or we lied about our age or something like that, because he admitted that when he was young, he lied about being, he made people think he was older.
Right.
So that way, you know, a 28-year-old wouldn't think it was stupid for a 21-year-old radio guy, you know, spouting off about things. But, you know, if I rode in here on a skateboard wearing some Vans.
You could now that we're in this new space, you could skateboard here.
Yeah.
Get on your booster board.
Mm-hmm, I could.
With his light on his head. He should be coming in on a skateboard.
Coming through.
I'm going to get me a scooter with one of those lights. That's how I'm going to start getting to work every day.
Ace does do that, though. He'll tell me stories about, you know, when you guys first started doing radio and the type of machines y'all used to use, and I can't even fathom.
I know.
What that's like. I'm like, what? I can't even imagine what that even looks like.
But that's the point quite often when I'm telling you the story. There's a reason I'm telling you the story.
She's have
you
not ever seen any of that. She's just like a printing press.
What?
Have you ever seen Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. Exactly. Yeah, I'm aware. The difference is I'm not expecting you to understand it. I'm aware of it. I just want to share these things with you because it's an idea of how far this has come, how this technology is different, mm-hmm. what it used to be like compared to what it's like today.
Yeah, I love it. It's like being in history class every day. And I loved history class. Yeah.
There you go. And far be it for me to just assume that somebody would want to know more about the career they've chosen to make or the job they've chosen to make their career.
What was it y'all were giving Ace a hard time for saying the other day? That something was hot instead of stolen?
Have you ever bought anything that's hot?
I missed that, but that is funny.
Facts of life.
I don't think I've ever bought anything that's hot.
I'm not trying to hide how old I am.
Why is it so cheap? Is it hot?
Is it hot? I bought some Air Jordans that were hot.
Yep. I got nothing to hide.
But who acts the oldest among us?
Oh, me.
You think you do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty, you know, I'm pretty chill, as they say.
It depends in what way. Because I think but technologically, Riggins, you know a lot about technology and what's out there, and you're kind of, you know, cutting edge in many ways with this or the stuff that's on the internet. But TJ's more active than you are because he does stuff on the weekends with people. And
yeah, I put it on myself. Like, I forced myself into being like an old person.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to be older. It was like my first. Earliest, man. I wish I was a little bit older. That way I could hang out with my brothers. I wish I was a little bit older. That way I could go out with them. So it's just like, it was just a continuing cycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I act old in the aspect of, you know, when I get home, I don't want to leave again. I want to sit and watch old TV shows and things like that. And I'm grumpy sometimes about the world.
Grumpopotamus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's funny. Positive's not funny.
No, not at all. Unless somebody's making fun of a positive person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, look at this asshole.
Yeah. It's just never going to be the way it is. Positive is not funny. And if that's like your main goal is to be funny, which it is.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, it's the dark side of comedy.
Yeah, it truly is.
Mm-hmm. So all you positive people can suck it.
Yeah. Blow me.
Boring ass positive people. Not funny, worth a shit.
Yeah.
You and your positivity. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be around a positive person.
No one.
I don't. So they're at least not funny. And it's like, okay, well, how far can you get along with this person?
Yeah. How many laughs do you think Joel Osteen's bringing people?
Nope. Boring to have to dinner. I guarantee that. I guarantee you. Boring.
Like, okay, we get it. We get it. You know, there's a purpose and blah, blah. All right. What do you think of the steaks?
Yeah, right. you know that wife is not having. I mean, I'm sure she's a lovely person and he's great. But in that big house, like eventually you just be like, Joel, if you don't shut up, I will slap the taste out of you.
Would you please stop smiling?
I mean, good Lord. Ugh, that's got to be draining.
Yeah. All that positivity.
Oh.
You think he's that way at home, though?
Yeah.
Or does he have times at home where he's just like, if you don't shut up.
Yeah, no, something tells me he is like that all the time.
He is like that, I would think. He's learned to walk away. Which is a skill that I don't necessarily possess. If something doesn't go his way at home, he just probably is like, oh, okay, all right. He just walks away, deals with it later.
Getting in the jet.
Yeah. Of course, he doesn't live in a townhouse, so he's got somewhere to go.
True.
He has plenty of space to be able to roam the grounds to get away from whatever the issue might be and start over.
Somebody's AirPods are trying to hook into my iPad. I don't even have AirPods.
I don't have AirPods with me.
No. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. That was mine. I left the case open. My bad.
Oh, my God. So I should not hit connect? Please oh, wait. Don't. It went away.
Yeah, I closed it.
Ooh, get your dirty things off of my screen, Rob. Ugh.
You could hear what he's hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Said, oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
That's what you think Rob listens to during the show?
I think. Yeah.
But he's listening to the Dirty Maids. Mm-hmm. You know, porn stuff.
Duh, duh, duh. I cleaned it here. I cleaned it there. I have my top off.
Yep.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, did y'all ever find out if smoking a lot of weed keeps you from getting COVID-19?
That cannot be true.
Might be.
Because the guy told me over the weekend that he never has gotten COVID-19, and he heard it's because when people who smoke a lot of weed, that people who smoke a lot of weed don't get it, and that must be why he hasn't gotten it. Because he's like, I smoke a lot of weed.
It's hood facts. That is.
Well, I Googled it and it says there's no evidence that smoking or vaping cannabis can prevent, alleviate, or treat COVID-19 symptoms.
That's what they would say.
Cannabis smoking or vaping could worsen the respiratory symptoms of COVID-19.
I mean, I haven't gotten COVID. So, haven't even gotten a sniffle the whole year.
There's your proof, right?
I was going to say, that's two people who've claimed to smoke a lot of weed that haven't had COVID.
We need to submit them to science.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
But then he also said, and you know, some people take Lysol. They say that works. Take Lysol like it's a medication. I don't know where the confusion with that came in, but you know, people actually saying that it works. Somebody told him that it works.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lysol probably does work on surfaces. It probably kills the germ or whatever.
Yeah, it does. But you don't take it.
You don't take it, probably.
Spray it into your mouth.
No.
It's probably not good.
But early on when this thing was breaking, everybody was talking about, like, what can I do? I mean, should you drink bleach? You know, all those crazy things. Because everybody was really scared. And so when you have a lot of people that are really scared, you're going to hear stuff like that, these bizarre remedies. And
people get so scared from getting a lot of different messages from some people saying, don't take the vaccine because of this. And then they change their mind. Oh, and now that we're in charge, take the vaccine. Nope. Yeah. when you politicize things like that, it freaks people out and makes people get scared, and misinformation gets spread around, and that's how things go from bad to worse.
No, this guy wasn't scared. He was happy that he had the natural remedy already.
Well,
smoking a lot of weed, you know, it's my favorite thing that I do, and that's keeping me from getting COVID. I don't want any more information. That's all I need.
That's all I need.
What are the odds? My favorite thing is also going to keep me healthy and safe.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Cheesesteaks, is that?
Yeah, that'd be like right. Pizza for me.
Yeah.
Pizza and wings. I'm not going to get the COVID.
Yeah, masturbating a lot. This is perfect.
Yeah, the more tacos you have, the less likely you are to get COVID. All right.
Hell yeah.
So, Rob, yep. There really is still from this weekend your hair on the front porch where your girlfriend cut it out there. It hasn't blown away or anything.
I'll send you a picture when I get home.
You got some heavy ass hair.
Yeah, I mean, it is thick.
I can't believe you just have it out there. Like, you have gone into your house and out of your house and stepped over the hair, and you're just okay with that.
I mean, it's not in the way. There's a path.
There's a path.
There's a hairless path. Yeah,
a path through the hair forest.
Which brings me to another question, though, Rob. What does your front porch? I'm trying to remember. Is your porch, though, is it on the front or is it around the back of the house?
It's around the back.
Okay.
It's facing the woods.
Because the way you're situated, it's kind of your place is kind of turned.
Yeah. People show up to like, who lives here?
Yeah. Is Bigfoot out here? Yeah. Like, what?
So that's my question. I've picked up Rob at his place a few times, but I've never seen all the way around the back. So is there a lot of other stuff on the porch?
There is a folding chair that's been left out in the rain that I probably shouldn't use anymore. That I needed to throw away and I forgot to.
Some board games out there that just didn't fit in the house.
But you forgot to throw that away in like what, you know, 2019?
Yeah, probably.
Wet cardboard boxes?
No. The trash can that sits outside is right off the porch, which is it's even worse that I haven't thrown that chair away since the trash can's right there. But then there is also a broken dog gate that we used to use on the porch that I just haven't thrown away as well.
It's like the Biltmore.
Sounds like a landscape.
Wow. It's like the Biltmore.
What do you have on your board? Hair and a chair.
And a broken
chair. Broken chair and a ball of hair.
Sounds like paradise.
A wet chair and some wet hair.
But seriously, how is that hair not blown off of the porch?
It's heavy. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a heavy ass hair.
So
dense.
You walk right by that hair laid on that porch every day, Rob?
I've seen it every day when I go outside.
Every day you've seen it since Saturday, and I thought, I just sweep this off with a broom real fast.
I have to go get the broom, and that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
God forbid a wind gust goes by. The neighbors for my like, what the hell is that? There's a hair.
I think it's locust.
Yeah. Rob's hair.
Do you own a broom, Rob?
Somewhere, yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Well.
Somewhere?
And it's the back porch. It's, you know.
Yeah, we don't actually use what is considered to be the front porch. So,
I was going to say, it's not like the guests are having to step over the hair to get in the house. Yeah. Back porch. They don't even use that. Well, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
These people are just judgmental.
I'm judging.
Why, is this the first time your girlfriend's cut your hair?
No, she did it last time, too.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's a thing now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it saves me a ton of money. She likes doing it. So. Well, she says she likes doing it.
Yeah. Has she had any lessons in doing it, or she just eyeballs it?
Well, if she didn't do it, I was going to do it and just shave it bald. So she was okay with doing it. So I think
she did a fine job.
I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, may look better on the ground. I don't know. Yeah. On the porch, your porch has nice hair.
Nice cut.
I like your cut.
Yeah. That's your new radio name, Harry Porch.
Harry Porch. Ew.
That is a horrible visual.
Today's nerd nude was Harry Porch.
your house has a mullet.
Better than having a hairy back door.
That's right. Yeah, you got a hairy back door. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good morning, Harry Porch in the morning.
So, Rob, tell us a little something about yourself. Well, I like video games and superhero movies, and I have a hairy porch. A lot of hair on my porch.
Porch stay hairy.
That's amazing.
So you do have a broom, Rob, or you just would have to walk to your parents' place like 20 steps away and get a broom?
No, I do have a broom.
Okay.
I do. Somewhere.
Of the womb variety.
Yeah, that's what it says. A womb broom. Do you know what a womb broom is?
I don't.
It's a mustache.
Oh, ew, beard. That's disgusting. Oh, my God. Ew.
It's facial hair, basically.
No womb broom.
You guys are disgusting.
That's not one of my sayings that you're going to put in your little book.
Oh, I'm putting that in there.
It's going in there.
Yeah, she says she's going to write a book of all my little sayings in it for to sell whenever I'm dead so she can make money off of it. But I think it's to take to the press. These are the kinds of things that he said. And this is the basis of my lawsuit.
Are you going to ask your boyfriend now, have you ever had a womb broom?
Oh my God, I'm definitely going to bring it up and just kind of see what he says, just casually in conversation.
Does he have a womb broom?
No, he can't have facial hair in the military.
He does get away with it, though, a little bit.
He does.
And I always ask him, like, how do you get away with that? I guess maybe because he's in the office.
I guess. He can get a scruff going.
Yeah.
But the reason military guys can't have a mustache that comes to the corner of their mouths, it's all that short mustache. Is for gas masks.
Huh.
Has to be able to seal off around their face. So that's why they can't have beards.
Interesting.
They can't have full womb brooms.
That's gross.
So you make the sacrifice for this great country.
This country.
But, I mean, wouldn't you just forego any facial hair rather than to have that mustache that stops?
Tiny little short mustache. Yeah, yeah, that's
you would.
Not cute.
I'm going to shave mine into that.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
Like Charlie Chaplin. Mm-hmm. Didn't he have a tiny little short mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Charlie Chaplin did.
Is that wrong?
It ain't right.
What's his name?
Chaplin.
Chaplin. Whatever.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin.
Chaplin. My
favorite. So funny.
Whatever. You knew what I meant.
Yeah, we did. We absolutely did.
Charlie Chaplin, his daughter, who was a big singer in the late 60s, Janis Chaplin.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep.
The list goes on and on.
Janis Chaplin.
Mary Chopin Carpenter.
Uh-huh. So, Rob, are you going to sweep it today or not? You're just going to let nature, you're going to use nature's broom, the wind.
When's it supposed to rain?
Nature's broom.
The wind. Nature's broom.
Hey, it's supposed to rain on Saturday, so.
Oh, God. Please get it out before it is.
I don't know.
Wet hairy porch.
Wet hair stuck to your porch is gross.
Ew.
Am I the only one that's turned on by wet hair? I think wet hair is so sexy. Just a big ball of wet hair that you can just fling at somebody.
We don't snow here. We have wet hair fights. Wet hair ball fights.
Ugh.
I build a hair man. Of hair in the yard. Ugh.
And Meredith didn't even say you need to sweep that hair up. She just said, I did my job. Whatever's left is him.
Yeah, like y'all just walked right inside and said, okay, done for the day.
She had to leave to take the dog to the vet, and when she came back, we went. I met her afterwards to see movies.
In other words, she assumed surely he's going to take care of this.
She just left because she had other stuff to do and didn't go back.
Like it wasn't a thought in your head, Rob. I'm going to clean up this hair at all. Not one thought crossed your mind.
I don't think I did it the last time. I think it just kind of blew away.
I can't.
I also cut my cousin's hair on that porch, and I don't sweep it up, and he didn't sweep it up either. So.
What?
You cut your cousin's hair?
Yeah, I just buzz it.
Okay.
And you're just like, okay, leave it there. Like, that's where it belongs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like 3 years of hair on that.
Yeah, for real. I don't understand.
Do you have a bucket or something out there for him to prop his leg up on while you're cutting his hair?
No.
You don't manscape him?
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, no.
Ew.
I thought y'all was family. Damn.
You ain't no friend of mine.
Hey, cousin, can you come out here and cut my hair?
Down there.
Shave my back. Get in there in the undercarriage. I mean,
so much hair on this porch. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Is it?
It's a cut and hair porch.
That's right. There's a lot of haircuts on that porch.
Mm-hmm. Do you put a towel around them, or do you have a cape or something, or no?
No, I don't have a cape.
So then you go inside with all the hair on
you? You shake it out. You shake it out before you get inside. Yeah. And then you I go straight to the shower afterwards.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
It'd be stinging. Imagine how uncomfortable your poor porch is now, stinging with that hair on it. But Meredith wouldn't cut his hair?
She would, but I don't think he wanted her to. I don't know why.
Who cuts? Who gives a better haircut, you or Meredith?
Well, mine's just a buzz cut, so if that's...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm just taking the clippers.
Yeah. That's not bad. I would do that for my cousin.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just nice. Buzzing his hair down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have to, like, strategically cut or anything. I just buzz it. It's easy.
Cut it off, man.
I've shaved Riggin's neck before.
After neck. I cut my own hair.
Yeah.
I've cut my own hair a couple times.
I shaved the neck between his legs.
That's right.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Turn it all the way up. Oh.
This is Ace and TJ 5G.
Nothing can stop me.
Ooh, the day is almost over, y'all. Look at that. Look at that. You know, everybody's got some kind of beef. Everybody's got some sort of complaint in our country now. Nobody's just satisfied to be doing what they're doing. Everybody's got some kind of issue.
I got one.
So evidently now, the Instacart shoppers have spoken out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. These are the things that make Instacart shoppers angry.
Okay. Now, is Instacart just the one you use, Riggins, all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just... You got a list of things. All you're doing is you're buying groceries for somebody. Why you got to be angry about it? Adding too many items after your order starts.
I get that.
Because you're in the middle of finding things and they just keep adding stuff. You have to go back and
they go aisle by aisle. So if they have to traverse the store now to get something you just added, that would be kind of annoying. I get that. Yeah.
Well, it happens every day. To people who are married.
True.
I do. Every time I go to the grocery store on my way home from work or something, I'm going to stop by and get something. Mm-hmm. I'll ask my wife, you need anything from the store? No, I'm okay. Get in the store about halfway through. Second thought, I need what get me this. And then it'll be like five or six things.
Yeah.
And then I got to turn around and go back. I don't throw a fit about it. Not responding to texts. I could see that one being a little bit, you know, but then again, you didn't respond. So I had to give you, you know, mayonnaise instead of yogurt.
Sorry.
Being too picky about replacements. Just be reasonable or choose the option for no replacement.
Yeah.
I don't want much replacement either.
So, yeah, if my beer is out, like they'll suggest something and I'll go, oh, no, I'd rather have Miller Lite. Or I'd rather have Coors Light. Those things are easy. But like, yeah, if they're out of beef broth and you say, no, get me some celery soup, dried celery soup. And they're like, okay, well, it's not really right there. Kind of a pain in the ass.
Not tipping them.
That's bad, yeah.
I have noticed that if my wife orders something and then the person who, like, it's an Instacart, she tips them when she orders the stuff, right?
Okay.
But then when they get to the house with it, she feels like we need to tip them because they're right there and you're facing them, yeah, and it's weird for them just to turn around and drive off without a tip because, yeah, it's still old school. Yeah. I need to hand them something. Here, they're waiting for their tip or whatever, even though you've tipped them, it's just out of sight, out of mind.
So you might tip them 10 on the account,
mm-hmm,
on the app, and then when they get to your door, you throw them, oh, here, there's five.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that happened at when we were on vacation, when we had Instacart deliver the groceries and all to the beach house. She was just so excited because I've already taken care of that. I don't have to go to the grocery store and all that. And then tip and everything. So then when the lady gets there and she's unloading all the stuff, I said, do we need to tip her? She goes, yeah, I already did on the app, but probably just a lot of stuff.
They do that. So, they want you to do that. Even, yeah, on my dog walking app, you can add a pandemic pre-tip before the walk starts. I'm like, what does the pandemic have to do with you walking my dog? But it's for, you know, masks and things, but it's the pandemic pre-tip, and then you tip them afterwards, so that, you know, they're building them into a lot of these apps.
So
you, and then you can adjust your tip on Instacart. You can adjust your tip afterwards, like, if you do, you want to give a little bit more, they just brought you your food. You're like, I know, I already tipped them.
So the pandemic pre-tip, yeah, is to cover what? The expense of masks and things?
Of whatever that would require. I don't know, taking transit to get over to your place that you couldn't normally get without a pandemic, or, you know, mask, gloves, which they recommend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's what the tip is for. That's their money to do, you know, if they need expenses.
Yeah,
or
I don't do
it's the company's responsibility to give them the work tools that they, yeah, need, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we don't make y'all bring your own coffee in here,
right? It's the cost of business.
And we are going to ask for a little donation in the jar back there to cover coffee expenses.
Wouldn't mind giving you one. That creamer is like,
yeah, it's
not good.
It's really,
it's
this
not
is
good.
What we offer have to for get free.
Well,
now.
You got powder creamer. Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm fine with powder creamer.
No, I can't.
Yeah, we're like, hey, this is what we offer for free. If y'all want to upgrade, we're all going to have to chip in a little bit. Now. Mm.
Yeah, that powder creamer, I mean, I think that's the Target brand. Yeah. And I got it because that's the only one that came in a big container like that. But, yeah, I was just thinking that this morning. I need to get some more because that's nasty. And what do you want, Alexis? What you want, the little tub full of liquid creamer? Like from the old building that we had?
Yeah, that just seems more like natural than powder dairy.
Yes or no? Is that what you want?
Yes.
You don't have to slam the rest of the shit. Yeah. Just say yes or no.
See?
Okay. What flavor?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
This is regular flavor? Mm-hmm. Like original flavor?
Yeah, that's fine.
Pumpkin?
That's good. I like pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm not picky on the flavor.
All right, well, I'll get you some. You can make your own little Blumpkin Spice Latte.
There you go. Ooh, a Blumpkin Spice
I
Latte.
I like that.
Yay. Happy Halloween. It's spooky season. We're having Blumpkin Spice Lattes.
What is what are you even laughing about?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
You've never had a Blumpkin Spice
no.
Latte? No. And you don't love spooky season like you say you do.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
What?
I just looked it up.
Blumpkin Spice Latte.
Gross.
Hey, Siri, what's a Blumpkin Spice Latte? You're too easy.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know if I can make it to the store today, though. I got a lot of stuff to do. So, unless you want to run a little errand.
I can grab some creamer.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I can drink coffee black, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Save that money.
Yeah.
But that brand of non-dairy creamer, though, is terrible. It tastes bad.
It's really not good, but yeah. I wasn't going to say anything until you brought it up, because it was a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
There's a professional golfer. Her name is Paula Creamer. I don't know what made me think of that. I'm just like, Paula Creamer! Hole in one for Paula Creamer! Love her. She's great. Sorry.
All right. Okay, so we'll leave things today with needing to tighten up the coffee station a little bit.
Yeah.
New creamer.
We'll jump on that right away.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow will be Blumkin Spice Latte.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.